Well, we are in Chicago at the Co-op Solutions Think Conference. And look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. Omar Jordan from Lender Clothes. How are you, sir?
I'm very well. Thank you. Thank
Good.
You so much.
Glad to have you here. Thanks for stopping by.
Excited to be here.
Yeah.
I couldn't miss Co-op process.
I know. This is we're back in person, and
yes.
They didn't miss a beat, you know?
They do a really good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
They set the bar very high for events in this industry, so...
Certainly do.
All good. Speaking of that, before we get into the topic here, how's the conference going for you? Because I know you were in a session, but how else has it been?
Really good, informative. What I love about this conference is really pushes the envelope in the way we should be thinking as an industry. I mean, there's the whole theme of think, right? Rethinking everything we've ever known, rethinking and redefining what member experience might be, or lending and payments could look like,
mm-hmm.
and what they are today, and allowing credit unions to really just think outside the box and be comfortable with taking risks and understanding that other people are taking those risks,
mm-hmm.
aka fintechs, right? So fintechs are taking risks in order for them to provide the ultimate borrower member experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so credit unions have the ability to really do it much better than fintechs can. Why? Because they have access and they have relationship to the members, and they have the total addressable market that fintechs wish they had.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yet we're a little bit more risk averse or tend towards, you know, assuming what maybe our members want,
mm-hmm.
and we need to just get outside of that comfort zone and start to challenge ourselves and push the envelope on what is the definition of member experience mean to the member, not to the credit union.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, and having said that, tell us about your session that you had. Was it today or yesterday?
We just had a session.
Okay. Because you probably touched on a lot of that, right?
We did. And then the theme of the session was payments and lendings and how those two collide. And as you sit in credit union boards, most of the conversation, there's not a lot of payment discussions happening. But there's a lot of lending discussions happening, especially on indirect or auto lending. But then we're thinking about how do these things collide. We're going through this era of high or rising interest rate environment. At the same time, we have a tremendous amount of valuations that are happening on the real estate side.
Mm-hmm.
So the average borrower across the U.S. have $130,000 in lendable equity. There is $9 trillion in lendable equity, home equity, that's available to everybody. And so credit unions are now seeing that shift towards home equity lending, which is great. However, the theme that I'm hearing here, and this is where it connects to payments, is I've talked to the credit union here just not too long ago, and they funded $60 million worth of home equity lines of credit in the last 60 days,
mm-hmm.
which is terrific. I love it. Great.
Yeah.
But the challenge they're having is that the borrowers aren't yet drawing against those lines of credit.
Hmm.
Okay, then. Where does payment meet lending?
Yeah.
What if we actually took a credit card and tied it to this home equity line of credit? There are companies out there that are doing it.
Interesting.
How many times do you think your member went to Home Depot, Lowe's, or Menards, or anywhere where they're buying home remodeling supplies? The only reason why they got this home equity line of credit, maybe.
Yeah.
And they weren't able to spend the money because it's a pain in the butt to transfer from the line of credit to their checking account to maybe their savings or their debit card.
Yeah.
What if they had that home equity line of credit card that you just gave them? Then they're going to start utilizing
it,
right? So you're going to see the spending. So that's where payments and lending really collide.
Wow.
And I think it's just there's a phenomenal phenomena that we could really, as a credit union movement, just get in front of.
Mm-hmm.
We do a really good job of reacting to things, and that's why we're here. We react.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to be proactive, and we know how to do it better than fintechs do. We have the data.
Yeah.
We have the relationship. Our members trust us,
mm-hmm.
and they're willing to pay a premium, and I say a premium, to access services, solutions that credit unions have.
Yeah. What was the reaction when you guys kind of put that whole process together?
I thought it was a great panel, and we had this is interesting. IH Mississippi Valley Credit Union out of I believe Moline, across the river from Iowa. They have a new role that they've created. So Ben, I'm not certain of his last name, but Ben is the Chief Lending Experience Officer.
You don't
hear a lot about that.
No,
I love
new one.
So this is an example of a credit union who's thinking about what member experience should be. So they've created a role, and they're thinking about how, what is the member experience for that. So that was the panel. Then Donnie, who happens to be a co-op advisor as well, was on the panel. And then Sarah moderated it for us. Sarah works with Samantha Paxton's team. Yep. So it was a great panel. I think the room was full, and I was told it was the best panel ever.
Wow.
I just made that up.
That's why I said wow.
Yeah, I just made that up.
Make me say wow. You did. The best panel ever.
Yeah, yeah. But so it was interesting. Really,
what did you want folks to take away from that session, though? I mean, what did you guys hope to achieve there? Because it sounds like there's opportunity out there.
It was interesting to hear about the chief lending experience, role or VP of. And just to understand what this specific credit union is really focused on, utilizing data analytics to really create more product solutions that members appreciate and in one. Donnie did a good job of coming at it from what co-op can really inject into the experience, or the roadmap to get there. What I was there to do was really focus on, I wish and I want credit unions to rethink and redefine what I said earlier, the true definition of what service means. And it's speed, it's efficiency, it's instant gratification, it's access.
Yeah, yeah.
Make it easy for me as a member to do business with you as a credit union, and I promise I'm not gonna go to a fintech.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what fintechs are here to do. Fintechs are seeing the gaps that credit unions are failing to fulfill.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And most of the fintechs people are probably credit union members that are frustrated. The creators of fintechs, the founders, they're solving a problem that they're frustrated with.
Well, that's what they do.
That's why I created LenderClose.
Yeah, yeah.
I learned that it takes 60 days to do a home equity loan. I still find it mind-boggling that I can walk into a credit union, apply for a $10,000 unsecured personal loan, and get out in 30 minutes. But if I put my house as collateral, I gotta wait 60 days.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Sense. Yeah. Completely.
So that's the need that I wanted to fill as a founder of LenderClose, and you're seeing a lot of that Venmo, PayPal, all of that. So I think that was the interesting topic. And so I was at the NACUSO conference last week, and the big topic that was brought up was a lot of credit unions are seeing money exit their balance sheets and go into Coinbase. And go into Robinhood.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And now Coinbase will loan you money on how many Bitcoins or whatever you have in assets.
Oh my goodness.
Lending and payment.
Yeah.
You can pay me.
There it is.
So what are we gonna do about it? Right? They're eating our lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Are we gonna let them do it?
Yeah.
Or are we gonna get in front of it and really disrupt the disruptor?
What's holding us back? What's holding credit unions back?
This is my assumption. Again, we assume what members want, number one. We don't really know what members want. We assume for on behalf of the member. Number two, I feel like we're way too much risk averse. We're too risk averse. We're afraid of failure. We're afraid of making a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to fail. It's okay to try things and for them not to work out.
Yep, yep.
It's okay to reach out to your members and say, hey, we're thinking about creating a product and we think this is what it's gonna do and it's gonna cost you that much. Mm-hmm. Are you willing to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes! I have an American Express that I pay an annual fee for, but I use it. Why? Because I can use it anywhere I want. I get so many amazing rewards. I have access to the lounges when I'm traveling. I pay a premium for service, and I wish credit unions would think a little bit beyond I gotta keep it cheap, I gotta keep it cost effective.
Yeah,
cost effective doesn't really provide the best service, and people's expectations are rising with this phenomenon of fintechs coming.
Completely, completely. Wow, good stuff, Omar. We could talk about this for another hour at least.
Could.
Oh my goodness.
Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, you're welcome. Any updates? You wanna give a quick plug for LenderClose real quick?
We are excited to win CUSO of the
That's
Year.
That's right, congratulations
award.
On that. So, yeah,
we were
well
contemporary CUSO of the Year. We won that last year. So Team Blender Clothes does a phenomenal job of just injecting as much automation to the process of home equity lending. We're a home equity lending technology solution that's really done a good job on focusing on what matters to credit union members the most: speed, efficiency, and that ultimately results into a better borrowing experience. And that's our focus. So go on lenderclothes.com, book a demo, check out what we do, and ask for the Omar Jordan discount. I don't know what that is. Just do it.
Okay. All right, Omar. Always a pleasure, man. Well done.
I appreciate
it. Congrats on having the best session ever. All right.
Yes, thank you.